Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What was your thought process just in trading back? Did you try to move up at any point?
Did not try to move up. We did not. And we didn't have any calls of people saying, do you want? I think most people seem to be sticking around our area. So, no, we were checking the whole night, you know, around our area and back, depending on, and we were just, like every year, following the board and where we think the value is. Obviously, we came into this draft without a three, and we were able to, you know, get ourselves back into the third and feel like there'll be some value there. And at this point now, we're back to getting three picks in the top 95. It works similar to how I had to do the Rasul trade. You know, I think that would have been pick 91. We're at 95. And so, you know, we're excited about tomorrow. And instead of just having the one pick, now we got three.
Brandon, was there any hesitancy in doing a deal with Kansas City? I mean, they're defending Super Bowl champions, your rivals, really, the team that you're trying to get past. Was there any hesitancy in conceivably maybe helping them?
No, because they can move around. If we don't trade with them, someone else can to get whatever player they're targeting. To me, it's got to make sense for us, and we're following our board. And, you know, we could have taken leaps back, like teams much further than that. We didn't want to go crazy far and honestly thought we would pick at 32, but then talked to my buddy Dan and gave us a chance to move up, I think, 59 slots, you know, from a 6 to a 5. And so now we've got a 3, you know, we got the 2-2s, a 3, a 4, and 4-5s. And I think that gives us some chance to fill some roles or use ammo to move around again, depending on how the board falls.
Did you get any assurance from them as to who they were going to pick before you agreed to make that move?
Kansas City?
Yeah.
No, because if even like I said, even if we could have traded with someone else, Jay, and they take somebody, like we had other opportunities, the best deal, I would say that was the best deal for us. Take them out, take the team out of it. That was the best deal that we thought that fit what we wanted to do. And the way you have to look at it, I mean, we talked to teams in our division about the trade. You know what I'm saying? It's really, to me, what's the best deal for the Bills? If we don't do a deal, in this case with Kansas City, they can go do a deal with the next team. That
you figure they would get whoever they wanted anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want that receiver there, they were going to get him.
We were
32 probably anyway.
Yeah, they're going to – or they trade up. We were pick 28. Maybe they trade up to pick 29 or 30, whatever, if they were – and they were probably calling in front of us too. I don't know. We didn't ask him that.
Did you have a sense, though, that they wanted Worthy or not?
Did I have a sense? I mean, I could see him taking a receiver, but, you know, you don't truly know. I mean, no one there said, hey, we'll take, you know, this player or whatever. But, you know, I think you would do that maybe if, Jay, if you're moving one pick back or something like that, then maybe you'd say, you know, if you got two guys and you want to make sure you get who you picking or something like that, but where they were moving from, I don't think it mattered to us who they were picking.
How much did you, how did the fifth year option matter to you or not, obviously, being at 32 and 33? You have it, you don't?
Yeah. I think we were just looking at it as moving up 59 slots in the draft, giving us just more ammo to move around tomorrow, or, you know, if the board is falling well for us where we think there's a lot of guys available on day three, then maybe we even stay. So I just looked at it as value, you know, what we could get for going back one. And, you know, we'll get a lot of calls for this pick tomorrow, you know, at 33. Our phone's already ringing. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
Did Thomas getting picked by Jacksonville, did that alter? And if he's there at 28, do you think you would have pulled the trigger? And him getting picked by Jacksonville, did that change your strategy after that?
Yeah, I mean, we were following our board, you know, without telling you specifically, you know, there were some players that we were following, and when they came off, we decided to see if there was good value to move back. Again, we had opportunities to move into the 40s, into the 50s, you know, and that was obviously too far. You know, we had some good opportunities. Again, the deal that we talked to no less than 6 or 7 teams. It may be more, Sal, but we didn't want to make a giant leap at that point. We wanted to kind of see how it fell and not go way into the second round. But we just, you know, we felt what we were going to be able to getting us back into the third round for moving back, whatever that was, 4 slots, that it made too much sense.
So at what point, you talked about value, at what point did you not have any more first-round grades on board?
Yeah, I mean, I don't – we were following the board and the value. I don't want to knock any player. There's a lot of good players there. We just, again, if, you know, as you're following your board, you're deciding whether you're going to, you know, listen, if I was never going to rule out moving up some, I wasn't prepared to give up our second, because then we'd, you know, if we had to go far enough to do that, now you're picking at whatever pick that was in the first, and you're going all the way to whatever it was, 128 or something like that. We think there was, you know, good value coming up tomorrow. And so we just wanted at least one extra pick there. And again, we added some ammo to move back one, you know, on move, you know, now we have 4 fives that we can either take or use, depending on, again, we'll follow the board. We put a lot of time and effort into the board, and, you know, we think it's fallen pretty similar to kind of how we thought. You know, you peg what team needs, and you peg, you know, what players value. Maybe a different team took a different player, but, you know, compared to how we did the mocks and stuff like that. But, you know, it's fallen. You know, we're picking at 28, and we didn't have, you know, we weren't near 28 first round grades. So, you know, going in, there's not necessarily a great chance that you're going to, you know, pick there. And again, last year we had Dalton Kincaid in the first. We were nervous, you know, we'd run out. So I moved up whatever it was, 2 slots, I believe, to get him. So we put a lot of time in the board. And one of the things we said was, you know, if there's an opportunity to get back into the third, we do believe there'll be some value, and or at least the value of that pick, again, if we want to, you know, move around. Well, we have 2 in the second right now, so we'll have 33 and 60. Are you saying take another pick, get back into, like, make a third? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe try to go after 4 picks in the top 100 instead of being just
good. Oh, big 3. You know, we'll see how the board's falling, Mookie. You know, it's hard for me to predict right now, you know, how many of our guys that we have in the second. But, yeah, if there's – listen, if we have guys that have second round grades and we're well in the third, you know, or and we want to go back up there and get them, we'll do our best to do that. But I think it's too early to tell. I think what today did was give us some ammo to move around, and we're hoping to come away with, you know, some players that will help us either as starters or key reserves.
Do you have more players with second-round grades than you did with first-round grades?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we definitely wanted to see how it fell. You never know. Weird things happen every year. So there wasn't a preconceived, we're going to do this. But I think, you know, as you got closer to our pick, we just decided if there was the right opportunity. At that time tonight, again, when I made the trade with Kansas City, I was preparing to pick. But then talked to Dan and – that made sense for us, and it puts us on pole position for tomorrow, and we'll see. You know, we've had some calls. I think we'll get more calls, and if it makes too much sense to move back again and pick up something else, we would do that. We also think there's, you know, a couple of good players to choose from. There was, you know, teams are reaching out, you know, 3-4 picks. Brian Gain was working with them, you know, kind of feeding me where we were. And then when we got on the clock, we decided we liked their deal. You know, it ran down a little bit. We were having conversations with a couple teams, and we got their deal to where we thought it made sense.
Brandon, when you talk about making a trade that's good for the team, do you bake into that equation what you might be doing to help another team that survived? When you talk about talking to the division teams, and was that different when you dealt with the Chiefs with this trade tonight?
I think what you're asking, Thad, is kind of what I was telling Jay earlier, is that let's just say we didn't want, hey, we're not going to trade with Kansas City. That's the Chiefs, Super Bowl champs, yada, yada, yada. If we take a player, it doesn't mean that they're not going to go up with whoever was behind us. I think Dallas maybe, because they had traded with Detroit. So you got no guarantee. You're not necessarily preventing them from getting the player they want. It's more where is your value at? Where do you want your picks? And what's the best move for the Bills? Because I'm sure they're not just calling Buffalo. I'm sure they were probably calling, in, I would assume, in front of us. And if we didn't do the deal, let's just say there's 1,000 times you make a pick where there's people that want your pick, and you just make the selection. You say, hey, we're going to stay here and pick. If we had stayed there and picked, then if they wanted that player, they're probably also having people work the phones at the next couple picks to see if they can move up. So I don't think us picking necessarily is going to prevent, in this case, Kansas City or a team. And that's why I said, you know, you don't always do business in division, or in this case, can't, but you can, even if, you know, in this case, like, we had conversations with teams in our division, because it could have made sense for us.
How many seconds? The second trade you made is pretty easy to explain. One spot for 59.
Yeah.
Is there a way to quantify, maybe in layman's terms, what the Kansas City trade meant to you in terms of value? I know that we could look at the numbers and crunch them, but is there a kind of a distilled way of how you look at the value that you got?
Yeah, I mean, you traded up, I don't remember the number of spots, but you're what's that? No. What we gave them, our late fourth, maybe 133. Was that the number? And we moved up. Yeah. So we moved up to, we moved up in the seventh, which was an added. But I'm really, the main thing I was focused on is the value of moving up from 133 to 95. So, you know, we moved up 38 spots there in the draft, which is over a round. And I think it gives us a better chance to get a player before it gets too far cleaned out to go back four spots.
Brandon, and knowing how much you like making
how difficult was it to stay off the phone and not make that move that some of that, that you've been known to make?
Yeah, I would say Vegas lost today on me, because if they pay attention to us, which I'm sure they do, they probably would peg us to move up. You know, I know just hearing around here, some I was, you know, people fill me in. People were saying we were trying aggressively to make a move into the top 10. Like, that was, no team ever called me saying, hey, we want to move back there and anything like that. So, and I'm not calling up there, you know, a day ahead or whatever. That was all just smoke, you know, to be clear. But if, listen, you know me, if there was certain players that fell, we would have gone up. I did not want to give up our two, though. You know, it would have had to just been something that just made way too much sense for me to give up that two, because it would have been really hard for us from the fours to get up that far. It's just the value of those picks start dropping dramatically. You talking about around the league? I think you could see that. You know, maybe even sometimes you see it on day three. Listen, I'm a team. It's been three rounds. I really wanted a running back. I know Howie did that for Swift from Detroit, you know, swap some picks or something like that. Like, I do think there are some opportunities. Sometimes you can do that, a guy that's on an expiring contract or maybe – another team drafted a player at that position and they would like to move that guy into a starting role and take some money off the books. So I don't know if I would say it's, you know, where the likelihood is, but I think you could see that probably more on Saturday than maybe tomorrow, but, you know, maybe tomorrow. You know, I really didn't. Mookie, I had planned all along to not make a huge jump back, but it made sense to go ahead and go one back, get the pole position tomorrow, and we knew no matter who, you know, Carolina was going to take, that we still felt there was some good value on the board at 33, you know, which is the first one tomorrow. And so it made sense to do that. But, again, I couldn't have told you 30 minutes before we moved back that we were definitely, you know, moving back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.